quotes a very unusual makar for various aspects of Kiddush Hashem. The Gemara tells us that Maroch Hananya Misho Vazarya Shematzra Asman al Kedushas Hashem the Kibshan Ha'esh. What was the model? Thereby, Hananya Misho Vazarya knew that it was appropriate to be willing to risk their life in the Kibshan Ha'esh for the purpose of Kiddush Hashem. And the Gemara answers that Nasu Kavachomer Ma'atzma Mitzvardeim, that the basis was Makas Tzvardeim. Because the Torah describes that during the Smaka, that the Tzvardeim entered, enveloped all of Mitzrayim, including the Pasuk says of the Sanurecha, even Tanurei Mitzrayim. They were willing to enter the Tanur, to give up their life, apparently for Kiddush Hashem. And therefore, that was the Kavachomer of the Gemara, that Tzvardeya certainly is not Mitzuvan Kedushas Hashem. And yet, the Pasuk tells us this is what they did. So, Hanani Mishav HaSharia said that Anu, Shemitzuv Malkadushas Hashem, Alachas, Kama V'chama. An unusual makor for aspects of Kiddush Hashem. Again, the Gemara does not mean to assume that the Tzvardeya made a conscious decision to enter Tanure Mitzrayim, but very simply as follows. Why is it that the Pasuk records this? Why does the Torah have to tell us that the Tzvardeya even entered the Tanur? It must be to teach us a particular lesson, a Musar Haskel, and therefore teaches us this great Kiddush regarding Kiddush Hashem. So Tosus is very bothered, the Ramas Cholmav, that why is this the only Makor for Kiddush Hashem? After all, there are many Sugyas Hashas. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Daled tells us that at times there is a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, a chiyuv of Yehareg Vayavor. That applies when it comes to Averos HaChamuros, Avodah Zarah, Gilirayo, Shvichas Damim. It applies even to Shar Averos if it's Befarhesya, and it applies to Shar Averos if it is Bishas HaShmad. The case of Hanani Mishov Azariah Nebuchadnezzar, the Poshup Shad, it had all three. It was an act of Avodah Zarah, it was Befarhesya, it was Shas HaShmad, it had everything going for it that it obligates you in Kiddush Hashem. Why is it that you have to be Doresh the Kav HaChomer from the Tzvardeya? So Tosus gives two very basic terutz in the machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and the Reed. The first terutz of Tosus, Rabbeinu Tam, the following Kiddush, that, you know what, that Selem was not a pesel of Avodah Zarah, that Sha'asa Nebuchadnezzar lo haya Avodah Zarah, ela indarta Sha'asa lichvod atzma. Tosus writes, this was not Avodah Zarah at all, but this was simply a statue that was made to give kavod to Nebuchadnezzar. And therefore, this was not considered to be Avodah Zarah. So you couldn't quote the standard Makoros that teaches that Avodah Zarah is Yehareg Vayavor, and therefore that's the Chiddush from the Tzvardeya, that even without dealing with those cases of such Avera, even the Tzelem that was Lechvod HaMelech, even that one has a right of Mesiras Nefesh. That's the answer of Rabbeinu Tam. And then Tosus continues in the Re and says follows, of course, when a person is faced in a situation, right, of such averos, the person is obligated to be willing to give up his life, Yehareg Vayavor. But what about the following? What happens if Hayelo Livroach? I have an option, right, of avoiding the situation entirely. Tosus says the following, Daniel, for example. Right, he realized that there was a pending Shas HaShmad, and therefore he fled. How do you know a person can opt into Mesiras Nefesh? If a person is faced with that confrontation, of course, we know Yehareg Vayavor. But let's assume a person realizes the following. If I remain, this is what will happen. Do I have a right to remain, or am I obligated to go ahead and to flee? So you see from the Tzvardeya that a person has a right to go ahead and to opt into such a case of Mesiras Nefesh. Because after all, the Tzvardeya was not commanded to enter the Tanur. The Tzvardeya could have gone elsewhere. The fact that the Torah records that Tzvardeya went into the Tanur, that even means it was Yochel Yivroach, nonetheless, one has the option of Mesiras Nefesh. Those are the two terutzim, right, that Tosus mentions, Rabbi Tam and the Re. If you look, for example, in Chedush Rabbeinu David, and that daf of Sachem and daf Nun Gimel, there Chedush Rabbeinu David elaborates that sometimes when a person knows that there is a particular Shas HaShmad, a person can apply the concept of Chavim Me'at Regat Shiavor Zam. A person can kind of isolate himself, he can avoid the situation and buy time, and hopefully the Shas HaShmad will pass. But you see from Hanani and Yishom Azariah, they had a right to confront, even if it meant putting themselves at risk. This machlokas, these two deos, Rabbi Natam and the Ri, perhaps is linked to the following. We know that there's certain times that a person is obligated, right? Mesiras Nefesh, Yiharag Vayavur. What about times where that is not the case? Where the Shura Sadin is Ya'avor Ve'al Yehareg? Does a person in such circumstance have a right of Mesiras Nefesh? No, the Torah doesn't require, but do I have a right, so to speak, to opt in, even Lifnim Shura Sadin? This is a fundamental machlokas between Tosus and the Rambam. Tosus writes, in Avodah Zarah and Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, the Ramas Liyachal, that a person can be machmir al atzmo for mesiras nefesh, even if it's a case where we would say that yavor va'al yehareg. You're not required to give up your life, but in principle, a person has the right of mesiras nefesh, even for in avera kala. And this is clearly against what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, in Perakei, is where the Rambam discusses Chil Hashem, Kiddush Hashem. The Rambam writes in Perakei Halacha Daled that if a person gives up his life, where the Torah tells us that Yavar Vayiharig, what do you mean? There's a mitzvah v'chay bohem. And therefore, you can't opt into Mesiras Nefesh in that fashion. And if a person will go ahead and do so, the Lashon HaRambam is Harezem Mischayiv Benavsho. It's as though the person is committing suicide. That after all, the Torah says that you do this to preserve your life, and a person, no, right? He's remaining firm, and he is responsible for giving up his life in a case where that is not warranted at all. So that's a fundamental machlokes. Tosus is extreme, that such a person is Nikra Kadosh, and the Rambam of Harezeh Mischayiv Benavshim. Let's say the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam writes this was not the Avodah Zarah at all. This was considered to be an indarta shosu amalech lichor atzmo. In other words, there was no chiyuv at all of yeharag v'yavor. But yet, Hanani Mishov Azariah were willing to give up their life even though there was no chiyuv of doing so. Hashem Shab, that shita of Rabbi Natan, right, is against, right, the view of the Rambam, that a person can opt into a case of Mesiras Nefesh, right? Because that's exactly the answer, Rabbi Natan. This was not one of the cases where we insist on Yeharag Vayavor, but apparently you have the right to go ahead and to do so. If you look, however, in Mishnah Melech, the Mishnah Melech points out the following, that maybe this is not so simple, because after all, even Tosus and Avodah Zarah, the Tosus that assumes that a person has a right of Mesiras Nefesh, in such a case is Nikra Kadosh, what does that apply? To what cases do you argue that's true? The Mishnah Melech writes that even Tosus that maintains that you can, that's only if the kavana of the guy was laha'aviro al hadas. The guy, for example, right, is trying to, right, wither away in our religious values. A person has the right to remain firm. But let's assume, for example, that was not the intent of the guy. The Mishnah Melech suggests the following Chiddush, that even Tosus then would argue that a person should not give up his life. But mid v'ram amurim, that a person has the right to Moser Nefesh, that's where you understand. That's where the intent of the Goy is to weaken our belief, our Shmiras HaMitzvos. But the Mishnah Melech writes that maybe Tosus would not agree that simply if something is done Lechvot Atzmo, that in such a case, that is considered to be, right, a basis of Mesiras Nefesh. In which case, Rabbi Yotam's Teretz is somewhat very difficult. It's not just simply that, oh, this is like Tosus against the Rambam, but it's a great Kiddush even within the Sheet of Tosus as well. This is just simply a statue that was made, Lichvod HaMelech, and a person has the right of Mesiras Nefesh. Maybe one would argue that certainly is not true. I'll give you a following example. Let's assume a person is a Chola on Shabbos, and Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos. What happens if the person responds and says, no, he does not want to be Mechal HaShabbos? So would you argue that's the Machlokas, the Rambam and Tosus? According to the Rambam, no, right? B'chaibam, and according to Tosus, yes. Lechora, one can argue, no, certainly not. What do you mean according to Tosus, yes? Tosus says you have a right to Moser Nefesh L'Shem Kiddush Hashem. That's called Kiddush Hashem. Right? If a person says, I'm not being Mechal HaShabbos, and therefore, I refuse to go and do that which is necessary to save my life. The Tshuva Saradvaz writes, there are two Tshuvas Saradvaz has. One is in Chelek Gimel, in Simen Taf Mem Dalet, and the other is in Chelek Dalet, in Simen Samach Zayin. And there the Radvaz is Mufurish. The Radvaz writes, that's illegitimate even according to Tosus. Tosa says you have a chance to be mekayim the mitzvah b'kidashta, I understand. So therefore, there's Kiddush Hashem. But if it's a chol, a sheish bo sakana, who refuses to violate Yisurin, that Rav Az calls a chassid shota. That even Tosas would argue. That's not considered to be lifnim reshus hadin in any shape or form. And if you look in that tshuva that I mentioned, Chelek Gimel and Siman Taf Mem Dalet, yeah, it's a fascinating tshuva. You have to take a look. The Rav Az writes, he was asked, right, the following, right? What happened to the Riva? The Riva is one of the Gedolei Balei HaTosos. No, the Riva was a Chol Mesukah. And the doctors told the Riva that you're going to die if you don't eat on Yom Kippur. And the Riva didn't care. He was going to fast on Yom Kippur. The Riva fasted on Yom Kippur. The Riva died on Yom Kippur. That's the Tshuva's advice. He died on Yom Kippur because he refused to go ahead and eat. So the Shoal asked the advice, how can that be? That's not Tosos. Right, that's Kiddush Hashem. Right, that certainly is not b'makadesh Shem Shemayim by doing so. So Rav Az writes a very great Kiddush. He certainly you can't understand the story kipshuto that the Riva right was willing to sacrifice his life to avoid eating on Yom Kippur. That is not considered to be b'midas chasidus. So how is it possible? The Rav Az writes because the Riva knew that even if he would eat, he would still die. That must have been the case. That's what the Rav Az writes. Eating would not have helped him. Even in terms of chayisha, wouldn't have helped him. He wasn't dying of starvation, right? He was dying because of a critical chronic illness. And in such a case, the Riva knew that he would not be able to save his life through eating. And therefore, he decided not to eat because it would not have any impact whatsoever. That's what the Rav Az writes. But you can't assume that that's a lifnim reshus hadin because there's no such midas chasidus. In fact, if that's true, as we mentioned now, this Kiddush Rabbeinu Tam is a very great Kiddush. A melech goes in and sets up something for the purpose of kavod, and there's certain ceremonies that you have to show deference to the king, and all of a sudden a person is mimosa nefesh not to go ahead and do so. Why is that considered at all to be amidas chasidus? So if you look in Shita Mekubetzes elsewhere, the Shita Mekubetzes is found in Ksuvas, and Daf Lamed Gimel Beis, the name of the Ra'ah. Here the Shita Mekubetzes writes the following. It's true what Rabbeinu Tam writes, that this Pesel was assuming the Chvod Atzmo, it wasn't Avodah Zarah. But the Ra'ah writes, but that was not the perception. Shehayu Yisrael Sivurim Shehu Avodah Skibulim. That wasn't the perception. If you were to ask the Melech, what is this? He would say, this is something that I created for the purpose of Kavod. However, right, that was not the universal perception. There were those that assumed that this was a religious statue. And this had ties to Avodah Zarah. And therefore, that must have been the Cheshvan of Hanan and Mishov Azariah. And that is that this is considered to be not Avodah Zarah, not Yehareg Vayavur. But at least, this is an aspect where Mesiras Nefesh would be allowed. Allowed, maybe not even according to Tosus. Maybe allowed even according to the Rambam Sheet as well. If you look in Imuke Yosef, right, found in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Ches, Amud Aleph, and Daf Yarif, Imuke Yosef writes that even the Rambam must admit that there are times where a person has a right to Mosa Nefesh, because there's so many midrashim that indicate that throughout the millennia, Knesset Yisroel Mosa Nefesh for many different mitzvahs, right, for Machalas Asuros, or for Bris Mila, they're willing to be Mosa Nefesh, the Sugin Shabbos Nav Kuflamid, right, Elisha Bal Knafayim, Mesiras Nefesh for the mitzvah Bris Mila. So Rabbi Yosef writes that even the Rambam must admit that there are certain circumstances where a person has a right of Mesiras Nefesh, right? If Hashot Tzricha Lakach, and in that piece, Rabbi Yosef, he cites as an example, Chananya Mishael of Azariah, that they felt that this was important for the generation to see such a commitment to Mitzvah Hashem, and in such a case, therefore, they had a right of being Mosa Nefesh. So even though at face value, this view of Rabbeinu Tam seemed to link to the Machlokas Tosos and the Rambam, as we just described, perhaps not at all. Right? Perhaps you have to assume that this must have had an element of Avodah Zarah, and maybe even the Rambam would admit that one, in fact, could be Mosa Nefesh. And even Tosos that says you can Mosa Nefesh up, so to speak, that's like Malkam Kiddush Hashem, not simply if something is done, Lichvot Atzma. That is the teretz of Rabbeinu Tam. And then Tosos has the second teretz of the Ri, and that's the following. When confronted with Avodah Zarah, of course, right? Yehareg Vayavur. But I know that that confrontation will take place. Do I have a right simply to go ahead and to flee, to avoid the confrontation entirely? You have the right to do so, but do you have a right to remain? A right to remain. That really is the question. So the Ri says, that you see from the Tzvardeya. You're not Mukhliyev, Daniel fled. But Hanani Mishav Azari had the option, they had the right of remaining, even though they knew that Mesiras Nefesh was imminent. This is a five sasani machlok, it's la halacha. This is 2 days in Pisrei Tshuva, in Yoredei and Simon Kufman Zayin. Kufman Zayin is a Simon of Kiddush Hashem, where the Pisrei Tshuva quotes 2 days in Acharonim, as to whether if a person could avoid Mesiras Nefesh and he remains, is that a Midas Chasidus? Is he doing something wrong? By doing so, what exactly is the basis of that machlokas, the Chiddush of the Ri? You have a right, you can opt out, but do you have the right to remain and confront the situation of Mesiras Nefesh? So perhaps in a broader sense, this is linked to the machlokas between the Balamor and the Mochamas. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Dalem Beis is bothered by Esther. How is it possible for Esther to marry Achashverosh? No, after all, right, shouldn't this have been a case, right, of Yihareg Vayavol? After all, isn't this Gidarayos? And Gidarayos is Yihareg Vayavol? And wasn't this something that was before Esther? And therefore, how is it possible for Esther to do that which she did? The Gemara has two turrets, Abai and Rabbi. Abai writes the following, and that is Esther Karka Olamaisa. Esther Karka Olamaisa. What does that mean? That the role of the woman when it comes to, right, Isurei Bia, is passive. It's B'shev Al Tasa. It is not B'kum V'Esei. That's the Chiddush that Abai says. Esther didn't actively violate Gili Arayos. She did so in a passive fashion. And in such a case, a Chiddush, Abai says, that one can sit back passively, even though one cannot actively kill someone or actively violate Avodah Zarah. It's almost as though, this is how Rabbi Chanan explains, that v'chol haTorah kula v'chai bahem is doche isur. Good. Here there's no dechia. So what do you mean there's no dechia? On the one hand you have an avera. On the other hand you have v'chai bahem, a mitzvah. What do you do when either way you turn? There's a mitzvah, there's an avera. Very often the Gemara writes, shev al tasa adir. Don't do anything at all. No, sit back and remain. You have a carbon. Carbon A gets mixed up with carbon B. And one carbon requires several zrikos. Another carbon only requires zrika achas. If you'll do more, the Gemara says that's baltosim. If you do less, that's baltikra. So what do? Shei baltasa adib. Don't do anything more. It is better to violate baltikra passively than to violate baltosim actively. Maybe that's the chiddush that Abai says. That in this particular case, that on the one hand there's v'chaiba, on the other hand it's navera chamura, so sit back and do nothing. And therefore, that's exactly what Esther did. The Teretz of Abai, Esther Karkola, myself. Fascinating Chiddush, right? Abai Shita. For us, Rava. Rava says the following, Hanos Atzman Shani. Hanos Atzman Shani. What was the motivation of Achashverosh? Lavir Hadas? No. Achashverosh is motivated by personal pleasure. Hanos Atzman Shani. And therefore, one does not have to give up their life. If the perpetrator is doing so for their own hana, they're not doing so in order lahavira al hadas. That's the chiddush of Rava. And Rava says, I'll bring you another example, and that is hani kavonki vidamuniki. Kavonki vidamuniki. There were certain kalim that were used in order to contain incense, that were used in the churches, in the house of Avodah Zarah. So in such a case, Rava says, how could we supply the kalim that would be used for that purpose? Simply because those kavunki and damuniki, that was lahanos atzman. They were doing so for their personal pleasure, and therefore there's no need for yehareg v'yam. Good? How do you understand that chiddush of Rav? Hanos atzman shani. So if you take a look in Balamor writes, and Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis and Daf Beharif, right, the very great chiddush, and that is the following. Esther was Gili Arayas. Kavonki Udamuniki is Avodah Zarah. These are Averus HaChamuros. And yet, Rava says, Hanos Atzman Shani. So you see the Balamor writes that even when it comes to Averus HaChamuros, it's only if the intent of the Anas is Labir L'Hadas. But if it's done for personal pleasure, right, then there's no chiyuv of yeherek v'yav. Wow, that's the chiddush of Alamor. Here the Gemara is dealing with averos hachamoros. And Rava says, hanos atzman shani. So if it's hanos atzman, ya'avor va'al yeherek, even in the averos hachamoros. Unbelievable. And the Mochamos writes, that's absolutely not true. Esther and Achashverosh, that wasn't Gilei Arayos. Achashverosh, it's Bias Akum. Bias Akum is not called Gilei Arayos. We normally assume Gilei Arayos means Isurei Bia, that has an Isur Kares or an Isur Misa. As a result, the Vlad is a Mamzer. Akum HaBabas Yisrael. Right? There's no Kares, there's no Misa. The Vlad is not a Mamzer. The Ramban writes, that's not Gilei Arayos. Achashverosh is Shar Isurim. In Shar Isurim, that's when you say Hanas Atzman Shani, not when it comes to cases of Gilei Arayos. If this would have been a real case of Eishes Ish with the Yisrael, in such a case, Rabbi would never suggest Hanas Atzman Shani. In that case of Kavonki V'damoniki, a further Chiddush in Ramban, we've discussed this in earlier Shiurim, that wasn't Avodah Zarah. What? Yisrael was being Ovid Avodah Zarah. The Yisrael supplied the kalim for the guy that they used for purposes of Avodah Zarah. What is that called if I supply, right, the possibility of? Ramban writes, that's Lifnei Iver. And Lifnei Iver of Avodah Zarah is not Avodah Zarah. That's the Chiddush of the Mochamos. That was earlier shiur we discussed at length. To what extent does Lifnei Iver take on the characteristics of the Isser itself? Right, the Ramban here is Mefurish. That Lifnei Iver of Avodah Zarah is not Avodah Zarah. That's called Shari Surim. So therefore, the Ramban writes, both cases are Shari Surim. Only when it comes to Shari Surim do we assume that Hanas Atzman Shani, when it comes to the Averos HaChamuros, of course not. Averos HaChamuros, Yehareg Ve'al Yavu. What is the basis this machlokes between the Balamor and the Ramban? Whether Hanas Atzman is relevant when it comes to Averos HaChamuros. So I'll ask you a simple question. When it comes, for example, to Averos HaChamuros, why is it that these Averos are Yeharag Vayam? Why is that true? If a person, for example, violates the Aver, what is he guilty of? What exactly was the issue? See, here, there are two very clear possibilities. One possibility is the following, and that is when it comes to these three averos, the etzem ha'avera demands yeharag v'yavu. There are certain averos that are so chamor that there's no allowance for pikuach nefesh of a chai v'hem, and therefore one would violate the avera even in such circumstance. Let's say when it comes to Ritzicha, there's no heter pikuach nefesh. So a person who kills, right, under such instance, so he violated an iser of Ritzicha. The same when it comes to Gilei Arayos, the same when it comes to Avodah Zarah. The Mechayiv is the Etzem Ha'avera. Maybe one could argue very differently. No, not necessarily. The Avera. The Avera was done by Ones Gamur. This isn't an Avera B'Mezid, this isn't even Avera B'Shoge. The Avera is mamish bonus gamor, in the chaones godom izu. When a person puts a gun to your head and says, do this. So what is it that requires Mesiras Nefesh? The mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. What is the mechayiv of Yehrag v'yavor, Averos HaChamuros? Is it the etzem ha'avera, or is it a function of Kiddush Hashem? That is the Machlokes, the Balamor, and the Mochamos. The Ramban writes, when you're dealing with Averos HaChamuros, it's absolutely irrelevant what the circumstance is. It doesn't matter whether it's Bifar Hesia, whether it's Bitsina, whether it's being done Lavir Ladas, whether it's being done Lichvod Atzma, whether it's being done for Hanas Atzma. All those differences, whether the intent is Lavir Ladas, or the intent is Kavod, or the intent is Hana. All of those are relevant when it comes to Kiddush Hashem. It's a Chil Hashem if a guy is attempting Lavir Ladas and we submit. If something is being done for Kavod, something is being done for Hana Satsuma, That's not necessarily Chil Hashem. The Ramban writes, when it comes to Averos HaChamuros, it's not the Kiddush Hashem or Chil Hashem, it is the Etzem HaAvera. There's no Heter of Pikuach Nefesh when it comes to Ritzicha. There's no Heter of Pikuach Nefesh when it comes to Gilei Arayos. So it is absolutely irrelevant, right? The why question, why is it that the Goy is doing so? That's irrelevant. If you will go ahead and violate this Avera, there's no Heter of Pikuach Nefesh. That's Boshab Shad the Ramban. That's an Avera is Machayim. The Balamor maintains, no, that's not true. The Avera is Bonis Gamor. There's a new mitzvah, and that's V'nikdashti, a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. When it comes to Kiddush Hashem, that requires Avera Hadas. It's not considered to be a Chil Hashem if it was done L'Hanas Atzlan. Boshab Shad, that's the Machlokes. How does this link to Ari? Here, I will tell you the following. You know that there's a pending opportunity, right, of Yehareg Vayavur. But you can simply avoid the situation entirely. You have a right to avoid. You have a right to do so. But do I have a right to remain? A right to remain. Boshab Shat, one could argue, well, that should be dependent, right, on our issue. Right, on the Mochamos and the Balamor. How is it dependent? One could suggest the following. According to the Ramban, right, the Aver, right, is the Mechayim, the Etzem HaAver. So if I will turn to you and say, you know what? You can avoid the Aver. You can avoid the Avera. Well, of course, avoid the Avera. What would the tzad be to remain? You can, Ritzicha, there's no Hetcha Bikoth Nefesh. But I don't have to do Ritzicha. You don't have to do Ritzicha. So of course, right, avoid. According to the Balamor, we know the Avera is Bonis Gamur. The Mechayiv is Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem. Then one could argue as follows. There is an opportunity for V'nik Dashti B'Sof B'nei Yisrael. There's an opportunity for Kiddush Hashem. Let's assume I flee as Daniel did. He had a right to do so. But was Daniel Mekadesh Shem Shemayim? That's not true. Not, he avoided. Hanani, Mishael, V'Azariah, through their defiance, they were Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. That's a kiyum of Vikdashti B'Sof B'nei Yisrael. That Boshem Shad is the Chiddush of the Ri, that you don't have to, but you have a right to do so. Because that is an opportunity of Vikdashti. According to the Ramban, when it comes to here, Averus Sachamuros, right, the Aver is the Mechayim. Well, then clearly you can avoid the Avera. One should certainly avoid the Avera. Boshem Shad the Rambam also assumes as the Balamor. Because if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, their Perakei, Halach Aleph, Halach Beis, the Rambam describes why is it that certain Averos, Sar Yehareg Vayavor, cases of Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayos, Shfichus Damim, and the Rambam quotes the Pasuk of V'nikdashti B'Sof B'nei Yisrael. The Rambam writes, Shenemar V'nikdashti B'Sof B'nei Yisrael, Humuzharin Shalo Lechalo, Shenemar V'lo Sechalo, Shem Kodshim. When the Rambam explains to you why Averus HaChamuros are Yehareg Vayavor, the Rambam writes it's because of Kiddush Hashem. The Ramban would say, no, that's not really true. Shara Averus is because of Kiddush Hashem. These Averus, forget about Kiddush Hashem. There's no license to violate the Aver, even Makom Pikuach Nefesh. Now, Boshem Shad, that phrase of the Rambam that cites the Psukim of Kiddush Nechil Hashem regarding Averus HaChamuros, that Lechorah, right, is like the Balamor, against the view, right, of the Mochamos. And if this is true, perhaps you have the following Lashitas. If you look in the Rambam Perakei Halacha Dalet, in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, the Rambam writes the following. You have Averos HaChamuros, and therefore, what should you do? Yehareg Vayavor. You should be willing to give up your life. But you know what? You don't do so. You violate the Averos. Right, the guy says, "Be open up a czar, and if not, I'll kill you." You were open up a czar. You violated our rights. So, is there an onesh for this? Is there an onesh? The Rambam writes the following: that ain malkin osa, the ain sarach lamar she'ain amisin osa bebestin. The Rambam writes, of course, there's no onesh. What onesh? What, you were open up a czar b'mezin? You violated gider ayos b'mezin? It was an ones gamur. B'makom ones, there are no onshin. and you shouldn't have done so. You're right, you were mevatel the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. But you don't get Malkus or Misa for being mevatel the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. That lachor is l'shitasei. The Rambam writes, the niti moser nefesh is because of yikdashni. And if a person is not moser nefesh, even for averus hachamuros, he violated the Yisra v'lo sechal Hashem kodshi. The Rambam writes, the avera v'lo sechal Hashem kodshi does not have Misa, does not have Malkus. He did the wrong thing, but there's no onesh. And here, if you look in Kesef Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah quotes the view of the Ramach. Rabbi Moshe HaKohen disagrees entirely. What do you mean? You go ahead and you kill someone. When the Torah says, Yehareg Vayavor, there's no nish for that. There's chayv misa for that. The Torah said don't, and you did. Clearly, Rabbi Moshe HaKohen is assuming that it is the Avera. That's the Avera that is Machayim. If a person gives in and he violates the Avera even b'makom pikuach nefesh, he's violated the Avera, and the Avera warrants a particular onesh. The Rambam writes, no, that's not true at all. Right, in that case, he has violated Kiddush Hashem, Chil Hashem. And therefore, for that, the Rambam writes, there's no Avera. That lachor is l'shitasin. Right, and the fact that the Rambam writes, even regarding Avera Sachamoros, that the mitzvah in the Isser is menigdashni and losachalu, as opposed to arguing very simply that the Isser is the Avera Isser. Is there any makor to see explicitly that this is true? That even regarding Avera Sachamuros, it's driven by Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem, right, as opposed to the Avera itself. So this certainly is a Deya, but we don't paskin like this Deya. And that's the sheet of Rabbi Yishmael. Because if you look in that sugya about Azara Chavzayin Obeyes, Rabbi Yishmael writes the following chiddush. That even when it comes to Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah is only Yehareg Vayavor b'farhesya, not b'tzei. We always assume differently, no? We assume Avodah Zarah, Yehareg Vayavor. Shara Beiros, b'tzei b'farhesya. Rabbi Shmuel argues, no, that's not true. Even Avodah Zarah is only Yehareg Vayavor b'farhesya, not b'tzei. Why is that? Clearly Rabbi Shmuel is assuming that it is not the Avera of Avodah Zarah that requires Mesiras Nefesh. The Avera of Avodah Zarah is violated even Bitzina. The reason for the Mesiras Nefesh is because of the Kiddush Hashem aspect. And within Kiddush Hashem, there's a marked difference between whether it's Bifur Hesia or whether it's considered to be Bitzina. So Rabbi Yishmael Shit is clear that even when it comes to, right, such a case of Avodah Zarah, for Hesia versus Sina, clearly the Mechayiv is v'nikdashti. The question is the following. We reject Rabbi Yishmael. Why do we reject Rabbi Yishmael? Do we in principle argue that the Lamdas is correct? That the Mechayiv is Kiddush Hashem, but even Bitsina, there's Kiddush Hashem when it comes to Avodah Zarah? Or do we argue that no, it's because the Avera is the Mechayiv. And therefore, even Bitsina, obviously you violate the Avera. In fact, if you look in Minchasina, Menchasinach has found the mitzvah Reish Sarivah. Menchasinach writes, Ha'arad, it's very mistaver. When the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yishmael, that Avodah Zarah, right, is only a harag v'yavar b'farhesi, not b'tzim. What would Rabbi Yishmael say, for example, about Ritzicha? The same thing? See here, the Menchasinach writes, no, of course not. Of course not. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, there I can argue, yeah, the Mechayiv is Kiddush Hashem, and Kiddush Hashem is only before Hesin HaBitzina. If I were to ask you, why can't you save your life by taking your life? No, that's because of the Kiddush. The Gemara says, my chazis. No, my chazis de dame de dach sumotve. No, what, your blood is redder than his blood? What right do you have to take his life, to save your own? That doesn't sound like Kiddush Hashem. There it sounds as though the Mechayiv is the act of the Aver itself. There's no Heter Ritzicha under these conditions. My chazis. So Menchasinach writes that Kiddush, right, that when it comes to a case of Shvichas Damim and perhaps even Gilei Arayos, Menchasinach writes, the Rabbi Shmuel would be loaded. That there's no difference in Tzinin for Hesin. The only time Rabbi Shmuel said this is regarding Avodah Zarah, because Avodah Zarah is mamish ba'onis. Maybe one could argue Avodah Zarah ba'onis does not require Yarag ve'avor, and there it's only because of Kiddush Hashem, which is only before Hesia, and not cases of Bitzina. Very mistaver what the Minchas Chinuch writes. I would just make the following ha'ara, that it's almost clearly against Tosus and explicitly against the Rashba. Because when you look in that sugi in Avodah Zarah, Nabchav Zayin, when you look in the Tosus Yochal, Tosus writes that the Chiddush of Rabbi Shmuel applies not only to Avodah Zarah, but Tosus writes even to Shar Averos. Right? But Kulon Tosus uses that phrase. Yavra Vayare, if something is Bitzina. The word Vekulon seems to be Mashma, all cases, not that this is only true, right, when it comes to Avodah Zarah as opposed to other cases. And if you look in the Rashba spells out clearly that the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel, right, applies even to cases of Ritzicha. But no doubt, the point of Minchas Chinuch is very well taken. When it comes to Ritzicha, that the Gemara says is a Svara. In fact, the other cases require Psukim. How do you know that Avodah Zarah? I didn't know that Gilei Raos is Erev Vayavor. The Gemara said here in the find out has Psukim. When it comes to Ritzicha, there the Gemara just simply says Mechazis. And Mechazis seems to be interesting. Koach HaSvara. Right, we discussed the last year. When can Koach HaSvara, right, be Mechadish Dinim Daraisa? Right, we pointed out, even if Koach HaSvara works, it's only for Dinim, it's not for Mitzvahs. No? It's possible for a Svara, right, to be Mechayiv a Halacha of Yarag Vayavu. Or the Gemara Bava Kama and Daphne Bava, we just mentioned, Hamotzi Mechavah Varaya. The Gemara says that's a Svara. But even though the Gemara writes in Brachos, Naflamet Hey, that the basis of a Bracha Rishona is a Svara, the Gemara says, right, that don't you need Natilas Rishus before you take something that's not yours? Kohanena, Labracha Kilomal. We don't assume is that possibility in Pnei Yeshua that a Bracha Rishona is a Din Daraisa. Right? Why exactly is it? That's the kasha of the Pnei Yeshua. The answer Poshim Shat is the following. Svaros can be compelling in the realm of dinim, right? But not when it comes to mitzvahs. No, taryag mitzvahs, that is a result of itzivui hakra. So therefore, when it comes to apesha asar, apesha yitir, or when it comes to kes mitzvah haraya, we understand very well that a svaro would be compelling. So it's interesting here, this is a further example as well, that poshim shat megemara, mitzicha yaharg voyavur is koach hasvar, and the others are psukim. Very mistaber is the Minchas Chinuch writes. When it comes to Ritzicha, there's no heter for the Avera. When it comes to others, well, then one can question, what is the nature of the Pasuk? Does the Pasuk mean that there's no heter for the Avera? Does the Pasuk mean that this is an opportunity of Kiddushim Shamayim? And so perhaps these are various aspects of that mitzvah of Yehareg Vayavor, the Chiyuv of Kiddush Hashem. And in turn, that Machlok is the Balmor and Ramban, fascinating, right, but we didn't discuss, and that's the Lifnei Iver aspect, where the Ramban assumes that Lifnei Iver of Avodah Zarah is called Shar Averos, and the Baal HaMor seemingly is assuming that, what do you mean? Providing someone with the ability to be over Avodah Zarah, that's called Averos HaChamoros. Right? It's interesting to what extent Lifnei Iver, right, takes on the characteristics of the Avera at hand. Right? That's the Chiddush Rabbi Kveger, for example, writes, right, the very opening Mishnah Masechta Shabbos, that Lifnei Iver of Melechus Shabbos is called Shari Surim. That's not called Chilul Shabbos. That phrase, Rabbi Kveger, Pashur Shabbos, is like this Ramban, right, against the view of the Baal HaMor. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives, right, in the Parsha, various osos to Moshe Rabbeinu, in order to be able to apparently demonstrate, right, the koach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu was told, you can go before Paro, right, and take your mata, you'll turn it into the nachash, and somehow, right, that will be, right, a convincing os, and Paro will have no choice other than certainly to acquiesce. Rashi already quotes, right, in the name of the Midrash, the difficulty. Now, Rashi writes, the tevna tamachnis, the frayim. Like, what do you mean, kishuv? Kishuv is not foreign to Mitzrayim. Right, everybody in Mitzrayim was able to do this. Now, and lo and behold, right, Paro summons the Chartumim, and they could do exactly that which Moshe Rabbeinu did. So true, right, in terms of degree, Right? There was a difference. The fact that the Mate Aaron was able to be Balea, the other Matos, you're right, it kind of showed that this was a trick that was more skilled than the others. But no doubt it begs the question, why was this considered to be, right, an os at all? You have Kriyas Yamsuf and other aspects of Itzias Mitzrayim. That, no doubt, is an os kenochish lavticha, no doubt. But the mate in the nachash, how is that the manifestation of, right, the koach Hashem? The Shema, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that this is how you introduce yourself to Paro. So perhaps one could suggest, right, albeit perhaps v'derech hadrush, but perhaps a possibility, right? And that is that was not the intent of the mate in the nachash. It wasn't simply to be able to show the wondrous koach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was not convincing at all, right? And Enochin Amin, Paro did not go ahead and give in as a result of that particular oath. Perhaps the mate turning into the nachash had a very different aspect of it. And that's the following. You look in the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva, in Perek Vav Halacha Hey, the Rambam raises, right, the critical question, and that is, why is it that Paro was punished at all? After all, how is it that we kind of reconcile, right, divine foreknowledge with Bechira Chavshis? Now, Avraham Avinu was told in Bris Banim Asarim, Vavadu Ve'ino Sam Arba Me'oshan. Well, clearly, this was already destined. This was part of the Bris Banim Asarim. Right, then all of a sudden, right, this is what happens, this is how everything unfolds, and you're punishing Paro. Let Paro get up and claim that, no, he's a Shliach Hashem. And he was just simply a tool, a vehicle, right, in order for the Bris Banim Asarim to come to fruition. That's the Rambam's difficulty, that how is it that Paro, in fact, was punished? So the Rambam writes as follows, it's true that in a broad sense, there was a Bris Banim Asarim, but that cannot be individual license. The Rambam gives you the following mashal, right? The Torah tells us that there will always be anius. Ki beglal hadavar hazeh. Anius is a galgal hachozeh. Anius will exist, but that does not mean that you will be an ani. It's true that Bnei Yisrael will be persecuted, but if you are the one who persecutes, that you cannot justify simply based on, right, a bris benabasan. When if you look in the Ravid, the Ravid gives a different view. This is also found in the Ramban in Parshas Lech Lecha, where the Ravid and the Ramban write the following Kiddush, that you know what? That's true. There was a Bris Banim Asarim. And it meant that Knesset Yisrael would in fact be punished. And to an extent, Paro, in a different circumstance, perhaps could have justified what he did based on Hashgachas Hashem. But the Ravid writes, is that all that Paro did? Vayavidu Mitzrayim is Bnei Yisrael b'forech, avodas perech. That was part of the Bris Banim Asarim. Certainly not. The intensity of the shibud, that is attributed to Paro. The fact that there was a shibud, that's true. And if that's all that Paro would have done, there would have been some measure of justification. But Paro overreached, right? The shibud was much more intense, and for that he is considered to be punished. That's the Kiddush that the Ravid and the Ramban write. So perhaps one could suggest, right, an interesting Kiddush. When do you argue that which I have done is simply that I, as a tool, right, are reflecting the Hashgachas Hashem? And when do you argue that, no, that's not true, that you are not just simply a tool, but rather you are an independent aggressor? That's what the Ravid and the Ramban write, that's why Paro, in fact, was punished. Perhaps that is the difference between a mata as opposed to Inachash. In the following sense, even if you look lahalacha, right, this is a sugi in Sanhedrin, Ayin Chesem Aleph. The Rambam quotes this in Perek Gimel Afir, Hilchos Rotzeach. Let's assume, for example, a person goes ahead and takes a mata and smashes someone with it. And a person will claim that I am not the Rotzeach, right? The Mata did so. No, the person is Chayav Misa. He is a Rotzeach. The weapon, yeah, the weapon is just a tool. The aggressor, right, is the one who, right, yields the rod. He is the Rotzeach. But what about the halacha of the following? That's the Sugya, Senat Ein Ches. What happens if Hishet Bo'achs a Nachash? I go ahead and I place the Nachash, right, right next to a person. And the Nachash goes ahead and attacks. Right, I am not a Rotzeach. Right? That, the Gemara says that is not a Kli B'yad HaAdam. Right? In such a case, that is considered to be independent aggression. The Nachash had a mind of its own. The Nachash attacked. It's true that Bidei Shamayim, there's some measure of culpability, but Al Pidin, that's not called a Maaser Tzicha. That's what the Rambam writes. That's a Tosfos of Mekamed Avav Amud Aleph, that Hishech Bo Es HaNachash is Potter. There, a person can say that, you know, that it wasn't me, it was the Nachash that did so. When we speak about the Umos HaOlam, right, serving, so to speak, as a tool of punishing Knesset Yisrael for their shortcomings, if you look in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, right, in Perek Vav, Hoy Ashur Shevet Api. No, the Mashal of the Navi is that when the Umos HaOlam at times persecute Knesset Yisrael, they're like a Shevet B'yad Hashem. They're a Matah. That simply is a tool, that's a vehicle. But that certainly is not true when it comes to the Nachash. So perhaps that was part of the imagery. Right? If there was any justification, right, that Paro would feel, that what do you mean? That all I am doing, right, is a Kli B'yad HaYotzer. Right? Seeing to it that the Hashgachas Hashem will in fact unfold, that was the purpose of the first dose of Moshe Rabbeinu taking the Matah and transforming it into the Nachash. That was the guilt of Paro in Mitzrayim, taking the Matah and transforming it into the Nachash. This was not simply just a tool B'yad HaYotzer, where one can claim, right, as the Rambam raises in his Kasha, that Paro could justify what he's doing by saying that I was just a vehicle, I was just a tool, but certainly not. That was independent aggression. The Shibud and the Bris Ben Avisram was not Avodas Barech. Tosfos writes in Sanhedrin Daf Yud that the hundreds of years began even before Shibud Mitzrayim. Didn't require such intensity. That, right, we can fault Paro in Mitzrayim. And that was the basis of that punishment. So perhaps, yes, in terms of demonstrating Koach Hashem, Enochin Ami, that the later Osos and Mosos in the Makos will certainly demonstrate the uniqueness, right, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the purpose of this oath was in order to explain that type of balance. When one is a Kli B'yad HaYotzer, when one independently is considered to be an aggressor, and Enochin Ami, the Tefen of the Matnes, the Ephraim, as Rashi writes, the midstream could copy that oath. But the real Teretz, Libidemis, was that was not the purpose of those, to demonstrate Gadlus HaBorei, but perhaps that balance in terms of why it is that the Mitzrim will be punished for what they have done, and that was part of the argument of Moshe. Okay. All right, we'll stop here. Mr. Johnson, we'll continue.